Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back. It'll be our new night, Monday night. Might have pressed the one button, make sure I ain't talking to myself. Everything working right. I like to see five of y'all on here right now. Alan, huh?
Yeah, what's up, Jamie Brady? Yeah. Working good. What's on that name, bro?
Yeah, just making sure. Got on.
I'll do that, brother.
Yeah, good deal, good deal. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yep, this will be the new night, Monday night.
Bro, they didn't hear you the last week you was on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was telling, but I forgot. Monday I got tied up, and then Tuesday I got other obligations. I guess he was thinking it was going to be on Tuesday.
Right.
I was going to my Facebook, everybody talking about me. Oh, shit.
You know how it is, bro.
That's good.
That's man.
We rolled out there.
As long as we got the show back, it don't matter which day we got. As long as we got the show
back. Yeah. We get a little talking, man. Starting to get good weather. Try to get this shit kicked off again around here, you know?
Absolutely, bro. Or
whatever. We're going to ride to Collinsville Saturday.
Yeah.
For Bo and Mika. It's a nice turnout, man. That's cars out there.
Right. Yeah, we were telling me, man, so they had a nice turnout out there in the battlefield, man.
Yeah,
nice. Nice turnout out there.
You're so damn hot lately, man. It's fun.
Yeah,
burning
my head. It's a different type of weather right here, Jamie. I can't hold you, bro. It's a different type.
Yeah,
it ain't nothing wrong, I tell you that, bro.
Me and Steve be talking all the time. I said, dude, was it like this when we was growing up? It sure don't feel like it, but this shit ain't, I mean, it's hot. But, man, I just think we get old. Man, we working this shit. Then go out all night and then go back to work next day. Shit, I get home, I'm ready to go sleep.
Come on, man. Man, he's going to do it to you every time.
Hey, you work all day and he's
right.
Sweating. And drag the streets all night. Come home,
right.
Go to sleep when
right.
I'm back at it.
Do it all over again. Do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Try that shit now. Don't be fucking
gassed. Shit, I was in bed all day yesterday. Shit. Went to the track. Worked about right at 12. We left about, I think we're going to say about 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't get home till 4. And makes more shit.
Right,
I know.
Right.
I was down all day. Trying to cool. Hot your mic, open.
All right, man. For sure.
What's up, hot?
What's happening with you? I ain't doing nothing but trying to have me a good old seat, taking me a seat. I'm having a seat.
A seat?
They're trying to. Hey, I ain't doing that hot shit. I see you. Hey, I don't order me one of them goddamn chairs from Amazon. I'm trying to.
Yeah, what I'm talking about. We having a seat. We gonna have a seat. We're gonna have us a seat. Goddamn. Yeah, fucking put the elephant in the room, but it's all good.
they fucked around and found out.
Fucked around and found out. How did the whole family find out? But it is.
The man telling the
That's all. You know, I deal with that all the time with work. You know what I'm saying? If it's a public dock and you have a public vessel coming in, you got to get your ass out the way, period. But, you know, hey, man, try to be social. Man, did the motherfucking Bobby Shmurda. Voltron assemble. But yeah, I ain't gonna make it about that, man.
Man,
I think everybody.
Man, it's Voltron, man. These young motherfuckers don't know where Voltron is. Man,
they know now.
They look at Googling, man. They Googling shit. Hey Siri, who is Voltron?
Yeah, shit, I come together
right
all.
Now. Alan don't know who Voltron is.
No, Alan know now. He know. Don't let he Alan fool you. Alan older than you think.
What
are
you telling Alan? What are you saying?
Yeah, don't let him fool you now. He know shit. He act like he old young buck. Yeah, but yeah, man, it's been all good. Everybody look like it's gonna be a pretty good summer, but it's just so goddamn hot, man. Goddamn.
Hot, man. What's gonna happen? The fire, bro, shit get kicked off.
That's what I believe everybody waiting on, Jamie. That's what I believe everybody waiting on.
Cool down. Man, I ain't getting my ass in
no,
if my shit at all pressure. I ain't getting in that
suit
for you motherfuckers see me make a pass.
You know what's gonna happen if it's this hot out here right now. It's probably going to be freezing goddamn cold for the damn winter. We're going to be stuck anyway.
We're going to be fucked up anyway. We don't get a winter till after Christmas, so we're good.
They're going to have to figure that prep out.
Well, we good. We good, though. We don't get no hard freeze till after Christmas. But we still get a good couple of months, man.
That's what it used to be. We don't know what's going to happen.
And it get cold down there right in the motherfucking day.
We get cold, but it's gonna be hard shit till after Christmas. Hopefully, you're right. Hopefully, we'll see. All we can do. Looks like it's all good, though, man. Everybody, it looks like it's gonna be pretty good again.
You
know, hope we don't get no fucking depression, get in there, go with that hot ass water that we don't need.
Oh yeah, now that's gonna be when the shit starts.
Yeah, because that's something that's hot out there, dude. I know that water surface temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
That's where the problem is going to start.
Mm-hmm. That's some moving shit.
Yeah, that's it.
I think
they did pretty good at Monum Little Showdown this weekend.
Yeah, we was up there. Shit, they had a good turnout, man. And they were steady coming in that sucker, boy. See, after that sunset, shit, they were coming in.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot out there, too. We got there about, I guess about, say, yeah, we left here about four. Got there right about seven. Yeah. Man, we got a truck in my car. I'm going to get back in the truck. Shit. That's something that was hot. And the sunset, and it had a little light breeze. That, and then the stop. I said, come on, man. Yep. That's a nice car. Pretty impressive passes they were making out there. That was working. Yeah, one or two. Pretty tired of us everywhere, you know. Everybody gonna misjudge it, you know. But other than that, shit. Get some licks. Mm-hmm. Somebody goes talking this shit about Louisiana, Mississippi.
You know they're gonna talk this shit now. Until we christen that ass, they're gonna talk that shit.
Yeah, well, next one is state capital. In October. And I see Curtis has got nobody safe on. What do you call it? Yeah, nobody safe for five.
Oh, that's Curtis?
Yeah, Curtis. That's September 2nd. It's a little under a month away.
Yeah.
You got that. All the advertising. Maybe blowing that bitch up more. Yeah, you got one. Yeah, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, actually four, right? All of us in the four total. Four ain't that bad. And Scooby may make the following week.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it, man. Ain't shit out. You're working. You ain't had time to mess with shit. I feel like the Quinn now. It's not too hot. I ain't going anywhere in that motherfucking heat.
Ain't that some shit?
Boy, I ain't got my air conditioning in my bed. We don't put air conditioning in. Well, I'll do that, motherfucker. I'll put it in.
Yeah.
So we need some air conditioning. Yeah.
Well, you're going to get in the street car shootout then, huh?
What? No, I'm talking about air conditioning in the shop.
Oh, all right. Oh, well, I thought you putting your vintage unit in the Mustang.
Yeah. Then I need overdrive. I had to put a 4L80. You get in the daily driver, power adder, what they call it. Do all that anywhere with this shit. I'll take my lick. I'll be the prize fighter. And the shootouts. Mm-hmm. Shit. I don't know. Quarter, 9, 5, 79, 37. Mic is open. Who we got?
It's Phil Who checking in with y'all today. I'm back online.
Yeah.
Grip.
What's happening, dog?
What's up, Kazo? I just call and let y'all know I'm still living. I ain't going nowhere. I'm back. Aaron, what's
there
up, Taz?
Go.
Yeah. Just letting y'all know we got something going out there soon. It's going to be September the 1st for the grand opening. And we're going to have the car show September the 2nd. That's a Saturday. It's going to be 3357 Jackson Landing Road, Nicholson, Mississippi. I'm going to have me and Ali getting together. Ali going to do the cooking on the grill for y'all and put that marinated sauce on you and make y'all act like a donkey. I got a hog going on the grill. I got a goat going on the grill. And I got a deer. And we're going to have that professional Corolla Killer Pot. So y'all know it's going down. So where you at? And look, first place gonna get 250. Second place gonna get 100. Third place gonna get 100. Fourth place getting 50.
Okay.
So I'm just letting y'all know I appreciate y'all's support, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes to, you know, make sure that y'all ain't got to spend no money for no food, because like I said, I got a hog, a deer, and a goat going on the grill, and I'm gonna have that Corona Killer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes, sir.
Shit.
Oh, we're not playing. You know, things have changed for a brother, but got a little fortunate, you know. So, you know, we're gonna have the grand opening for the tie shop, the laundromat, the store, and the post office. You know, it's all on one block, you know. It's like a little shopping center. It's something minor. You know, I appreciate it. All invited. Anybody want to come, y'all invited, you know. And we all going to have some fun. Ain't going to be no bullshit, no fussing, no cussing. We're going to enjoy ourselves. We got a whole two blocks that we're going to shut down. You hear me?
Oh.
We're going to park them wherever y'all want to park them. Set your cars up. Set up your stuff. We're going to do this thing, man. Hey, them country boys say they're going to come out and do y'all from the city anyway. They already been bragging about that, talking about, but them boys ain't coming out here with nothing. I said, shit, you just don't know. I said, I'm going to make sure they come out to show y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing. Then we're going to go to Texas Flat after that and get in y'all ass. Right down the street. Three blocks away. Texas Flat, three blocks away. All we got to go three blocks away, and y'all can come off the trail and go get in the ass. Yep. So, you know, who all interested, all y'all can do, give us a call. Call Cam. And, you know, my little son, he'll handle it, tell y'all where everything at, you know what I'm saying? You call Taz, he'll tell y'all where everything at and stuff. But, hey, man, we're just trying to do something positive for the neighborhood, bro, because, you know, it's been ran down, so we're trying to bring it back, you know? And like I say, you know, my wife doing a good job with the store, you know, and the laundromat and stuff. And I'm, like I say, I run the tie shop and the mechanic shop. All we're doing is pulling together, man. We're bonding, bro. You heard me?
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to make something out. But I do have a surprise for everybody that come. I'm going to unveil a motherfucking monster for y'all. Because everybody talking that motherfucking shit about you. Nigga John River back.
Oh, shit.
Y'all heard I say the new John River back. I'm going to bring Phil Who out to the blue cup. I'm bringing the new John River. I gave y'all a picture, but y'all ain't taking it wrong with it. But it's all good. You know, I just want to tell everybody, hey, man, it's good to be talking to y'all, you know. You know, y'all look, y'all doing good with the thing. Keep it going, buddy. Europe. Y'all keep it going, man. Yeah.
Jeez, bro,
I can't do nothing. Yeah, I'm back, man. I'm back. I was in a mood, bro. I was trying to make some albums. I was in a money mood, bro. And I had to get my grind on, you heard me? So, you know, I went on and got it on and shit, you know, so I'm where I want to be, you know. But like I say, you know, the door is open for everybody who want to come. You heard me? You know, bring your car, bring your old ladies, bring your kids. You heard me? Bring your drinks if you want to bring them. Bring the tent. You heard me? But like I said, we're going to do this thing. We're going to party. We're going to party, my brother. We're going to turn it. Hey, and look, another thing is, too, I'm going to have the projector playing the game on the wall beside the building. So y'all going to see some football. You heard me? So don't think you're going to miss no football. You ain't going to miss no football. We're going to have football on the wall beside the building, right there, right there in the middle of the parking lot. We're going to have the football game on the wall in the middle of the parking lot. And, baby, I'm on a radio show. I'm telling them about the, you know, the car show and the grand opening.
What? Put some clothes in the garden and transplant out the
2 or 3 days ago.
The people have mixed up.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, sweetie. Well, I got them off the tip. Okay. I'll be back. But back what I was saying, I was talking to the missus. She's asking about somebody left some clothes in the dryer in the washing cherry. But back what I was saying is, hey, man, everybody's welcome who want to come. You know, hey, whoever wins, like I said, $250 for the first place, $100 for the second place, $100 for the third, $50 for the fourth. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to have some cars out here for sale. They're going to have some cars not for sale. They're going to have some cars out here sounding good, looking pretty. They're going to have some big bars out here with some shit. What I didn't do? Y'all still here?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. All right, buddy. I'm going to go on mute, let y'all talk, you know. Right. Hey, like I said, good to hear y'all still doing that thing. You heard me?
Oh, yeah. We just kicked it back off, man. A couple weeks ago.
Hey, man, y'all got lockets, giving people skinheads out of here, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, that boy said you gotta get some money.
Lock hit him with that check. That's what happened.
Hey, bro, let me tell you something, bro. A lot of people don't know. That little fucking blue coat leaves, boy.
Blue coat right
here. Yeah, hey, I'm gonna tell you something. He had ran Ali one day at the track. You heard me? He made Ali drive, boy. Ali went got him. He made Ali drive that day, bro. He left on Ali head. I said, oh, shit. I had to say, oh, shit. But Ali had to go drive, boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Ali wouldn't run him down, but he had to drive. He had to get his experience right that night, boy. Yeah, but that looked good to see you riding around with it like that, though, bro. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I get a big ups to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But like I say, you know, any and everybody welcome, bro. Like I said, we got enough room for everything. We got a whole block. We're going to block it off on both sides of the street. And we're going to cut loose, baby. And I got a DJ for y'all with good music. You heard me? Because we're going to play some Tucker. Oh, Tucker. Y'all know about that, huh? Okay. But like I said, y'all do y'all thing, baby. I'm going on mute.
All right, sir. All right, man. 504-5244, who we got?
What's up, Jamie? It's Norman, bro. What's happening?
What's up, Norman?
Just in a little recovery mode, you know?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, dude. I mean, I'm getting around pretty good, you know. It is, they did have a knee 3 weeks ago, so getting around pretty good, you know.
Awesome.
Right, it's going crazy. Can't do much, you know, but ready to get back into going places, you know. Try to get back and do a little truck shows and whatever, you know, whatever, cruise nights and
coast
all that again.
2 months, you gotta be ready.
Huh? Well, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm going somewhere this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere this weekend. I don't know where.
They got Dickies this weekend for us, and they got, I think they had Dickies this weekend.
I think, well, they had Dickies 2 weeks ago, I think.
They just got the thing saying it was this week. I was just saying.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe so. I don't know.
I'm going to look and check it again. I know.
Yeah.
They might have put another date.
I know they got Hammond this week. I think Hammond.
What was Hammond this weekend?
Yeah, Hammond this week.
A Saturday?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I got over there. I just need to get out of the house, too. I've been locked in the house too long, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but anyway, I'm going to go on mute and listen in, brother.
All right, I'm opening these mics. I got two more mics open. All right, man. 504-9736. Who is that?
Jamie. Where have you been at?
With the West?
Hell yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's him.
What's up? What's up, Wes?
Where have you been at, boy? I don't see the show no
longer. I've been busy. I've been busy with work, so I ain't had time to have the show. So,
man, I think I will never hear the show again.
No, you know, I just ain't had time to do it. Man, I just ain't had the time. I'm going to get home, man. I couldn't.
It's still back on. The show is on again. It is. I said, yeah, it's on Mondays now. I said, well, okay.
Yep. What a night,
you
man.
Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good and shit.
Well,
we went to the track to Collinsville Saturday, and then 2 weeks ago we were going to one of them races and Jillian race at State Capitol, but he got rained out. So
yeah.
We headed that way. Turn around right there in Hammond. Yep.
All right. You got your car running?
Hey, man, the car in the same predicament. I just ain't had no time. I just don't have time.
Oh, all right. You
know. It's still got a little thing right now, so it'll be coming up, so I'm going to get on it.
Dang, I'm glad to hear you
say again. Yeah, good to do something, Lee. I was getting bored, too.
Okay.
Yeah, let me catch this up. I think this is out. 504-3308.
Yeah, that'll be me.
What's happening?
Hey, glad the show back on. That's all good.
Yeah, man, that's good. Got to get some shit kicked off around here. So when it cool off, we get some racing.
Heard that. Yeah. I'm going to be listening.
All right.
Line on mute.
All right, now. Yep. Yep. Oh, man. Anybody else know any other races they might have coming up besides the ones I announced? I know Brian Turner got one coming up. US 90. Stable. Pull it up quick. Saw that the other day. 504-0183. Who we got?
That's the Quinn, man. Just checking in, bro.
Oh.
How y'all living out there in that race world? Y'all been quiet as a motherfucker the last.
Shit. I'm working. I'm motor working. I ain't got time to fuck with that. Too hot, really.
Look like
the
devil walking on.
What'd you say?
I said, it's hot as a motherfucker. Look like the devil walking on sides.
Yeah, shit. I ain't giving that.
Look like Darius got some shit going on up there at State Capitol this weekend, huh?
Yeah, that's what that is. Man, I'm glad you see me, man. I wanted to talk about that. I'm glad you brought it up. Let me pull up, see that little thing she had talked about. Yeah, Cardi B. I want to go Cardi B on a booty. Nika was posting something about the race they got and doing all these other races. Yeah, let's see, here we go.
Yeah, Friday is what's going on out there. I think me and my boys going to keep that ride out there.
Yeah, that got me one.
Yeah. Somebody about to get misused and abused. I'm going with that little short crazy motherfucker. Just call him Antoine Evans. I'm going with that little short motherfucker. That he don't give a fuck. I like that little motherfucker. That's a cowboy.
Mm-hmm. And then I've seen the dude that passed away too, Bruce. You can do the back of the track racing. The guy that used to run the back of the track and won a couple of them. He passed away. The man Bruce.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, bro.
With the Bruce
I didn't know who he was. He used to go to,
I think he was a bracket racing, and he went to that back of the track. He's a petty ass up back there. But he passed away.
Fuck
him up Friday. What'd you say?
Yeah,
wait. I couldn't hear you.
What did he die from, cancer?
I don't know. I know they say he had trouble breathing. Was that Friday or Saturday? And then I saw they posted he had passed away. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I know they say he was sick, so.
That fucking shit up, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Whatever happened to that dude, King Black, man? I don't never hear nothing about him no more, man. He still around?
He on the show. We call him every once in a while.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he called. Yeah, he working, trucking.
Man, they got a fucking bounty on King Black head, man. Motherfucker said King Black ever move, he gonna peel his cap.
Hey, here it is right here. The Quinn, fuck him up Friday,
yeah.
State Capitol. Cardi B versus Lawrence James. Coleman Boys versus Jamaldo. Boutine, I guess it's Evan, versus Murder Boo. West Side versus Dog Pound, a rematch. And then you got Penn, and you got Good Rap versus Silas, and West Side versus Lawrence James.
Shit. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Them boys like the clown over there at State Capitol. Them boys like to have fun, man. Them boys like to have fun, bro. Oh, Stephan, look like you're giving them what you need, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, be cool,
bro.
Yeah.
504-5533. Who's what up, fellas? This Sean just checking in. How y'all boys making up, man?
Oh, what's happening, Sean?
What's going on?
Scary, quite scary ass would move. I wish you would move, you scary motherfucker.
He ain't gonna move.
With you. Hey, the way I saw that motherfucker
my
check prime, out over
I
there.
I wish your scary ass move. Your scary ass got everything in reason, you scary motherfucker.
I pass.
I get on J-Man. The J-Man fast like you.
Shit, I ain't fast. You better leave J-Man alone.
You talking about
shit. J-Man got separation. That means J-Man making. J-Man making power. When you got separation, J-Man got separation. He making power.
I ain't got no separation. I ain't separating. That car don't even move in the front end.
Shit, I lie, I don't care who tell it. Y'all ain't been quiet down. For nothing. Y'all just waiting for the weather to cool off.
Shit, if I shit in that, I got cobwebs on my car.
I called myself going to make a hit on the pad. My wife asked me if I poured a bottle of water on me. I was so sweaty by the time I made a hit and came back. Too damn
high.
Hey,
man,
this
horrible.
Get your mother up for that. Nothing going on. Too hot to race at the track.
Did you get
tired
of the car?
Six, seven
then
at
you
night.
Go to sell it, then you decide to keep it going or what?
I mean, it could go. If somebody bring money, I ain't giving it away. But it's a brand new girl. That's a lot of money.
He must want to keep it. Are you tired of the people?
I mean, I was gung-ho on trying to, I was gung because, I mean, it's doing more sitting than anything. And shit, I had to get the injectors freshened up two times just from the car sitting. So I tried to start it up, take it for a little ride around the corner. I mean, I ain't giving it away, but it's still for sale.
Yeah, that's damn good price. Well, we don't think that. We gotta just try to build one.
Right. I told my wife I did that.
Get on the line and price everything you listed, and we'll be higher than what you want. And that ain't even a car yet.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And price labor. Not doing these jokes. Just imagine somebody had to do the work.
Exactly. I'm telling a dude one day. Fucking machine work ain't high. Getting the motor built, balanced, and all that shit expensive.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can do with building a car when you try to keep up with them numbers. That'd be the heartbreak. You run out all the damn money you done wasted on that shit.
Yep. Yeah, I'm like one dude. I was at somewhere, dude kept aggravating me. Man, I want to buy your car. So let me just, I just went in my head and was like, I got this. I was like, God damn. Like you say, you start adding shit up, you like, and then you be thinking about it. I got to have this shit to write me down. You're like, wow, man, this dude's going to think I'm crazy. I give him this price. Shit. Keeping my shit.
Right. And then when you tally the numbers up, it's like when I built my car, when I had nitrous on the car, it was a little junkyard 6-0. When I blew that motor, that's when everything kind of went downhill. Went from building a motor to a Turbo 350 wasn't going to hold up. I didn't think the transmission was that damn expensive to get rebuilt because I was rebuilding 4L60s back then. And by the time I got the transmission built, couple grand, that wouldn't even count the damn converter. Then you get to the back of the car. I had a 10-bolt go to a 9-inch. By the time you do axle, center section, and all that shit, man, that shit add up quick. And then from there, I still had a stock ECU, so now you put a Harley on the car.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Come on, you say the old man can't cover. Sure.
You're all right, man.
Yeah, but my oldest son, he really into it. So, like I said, if it sells, I'll focus on my Chevelle. If it don't sell, then I'll just start enjoying it once it cool off a little bit.
How old is he?
He's 7.
Okay.
He's 7. He really, he into drag racing, bro. That's all he watched on YouTube, all shit.
Yeah, he don't shit. Like they say, introducing to drag racing, you never worry about getting on drugs because you never have no money to get on drugs.
He ain't going to have no extra money.
Yeah.
That's what he told me. They said, Daddy, just keep the car for another 9 years. Once I make 16, I'll be able to race it for you.
Dang, he got it all planned out, man.
Yeah, he got it figured out in his head.
Yeah.
Come on.
I like my little niece. Yeah, my dad's truck. My truck. Papa won't need that truck to me. Oh, man.
I was chasing, man. I went through. I was chasing spark plug wire issues, man. Them damn headers. Them headers were real pretty and all that shit. Man, I was burning spark plug wires up. Every time I try to make a hit in the car, I end up putting truck manifolds on it. It seemed like the car responded a lot better, and I could change spark plugs, but within 20 minutes. At first, I had to take the headers off the car and change spark plugs and everything.
Holy shit. I had one that
was
tight.
Pain, bro.
I had to get under the bottom and had to buy a special thing, a tight fit wrench. But I had one that was a pain in the ass.
I even tried the ceramic tip wires. I tried that shit, and it's like it had two cylinders. You couldn't get the spark plug on that because of the angle of the ceramic on the plug. So I ended up switching back.
Yeah.
I put truck manifolds on that. And I've been good ever since.
Hey, Joe.
Yo. What, man?
Give me one in the mover. Give me one
of the move, I'll
knock you
out. Hey, you drive that motherfucker. You got everything in racing, you old fool motherfucker. You. I'm going to show you something. You driving, you got everything in racing because you're going to be sitting there. You're going to be asleep because you're going to probably be drunk from the day before. And where your ass at? Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm gonna bring the bit to the race so I can get you drunk. Oh, motherfucker, can't see nothing. Yeah, by the pressure, I thought it was at 1,000. By the pressure, gonna be at 100 by the time he grab it.
Hey, that bitch at full throttle. Once I smash that motherfucker, is down.
You mean once you over driving it? Cause you ain't driving it, you scary motherfucker, you.
Hey, look. Me and High Rod had a big talk today. I said, "How you know it, bro? Them motherfuckers think I can't drive. I'm about to fuck a bunch of them head up and get in that bitch and do it. I just like to talk shit." But guess
hey,
what?
Bro, I ain't lying.
Damn time.
Hey, I tell you no lie. When I drove the car after I fixed the spark plug wire issue, the truck manifold. I send a tuner a log here, like, man,
yeah.
You been doing something to your trip to the car at 5,500. I'm in that motherfucker reaching for shit that ain't there. I ain't never felt no power like that before. I'm about to put
it.
I want that bitch to shift yourself and everything. Nah, I don't want to do nothing no more. Hold on.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Sean, look. me and Liddell racing Kelowna the other day. Man, why? Look, I done whole shot the fuck out of him. Why I shift that motherfucker in 10 foot? Every 10 foot, I was shifting that bitch. That motherfucker fell out. I said, oh.
You shipping that motherfucker at about 3,500 RPM.
That bitch ain't that fucking car ain't built. No motherfucker. I said, man, what the fuck you doing, man? What the fuck? Boy, that motherfucker, hey, that motherfucker been on me for the longest about that shit, boy. I ain't lying.
Boy, I tell you one thing, hey, best thing you can do, bro, if you decide to start driving your car, before you turn that shit on, man, get comfortable with your car, and when you know what your car gonna do, what it ain't gonna do, you go out there and try to get on that shit by your, you know what I'm saying, with somebody on the side, that shit's totally different.
Yeah, I ain't gonna fuck around like that. I'm gonna let one of them old good old motherfuckers that know how to do what they do.
Like Big Lock, I drink motherfucking Bud Light. I got the money. I don't drive.
I'm fucking locking them up, man.
Jamie Williams, how you doing, bro?
I like them dudes, bro. Them dudes funny. Them dudes cool, though.
Yeah, them dudes cool as a fuck, man. I'm motherfucker like to have fun, man. I don't give a fuck.
That's what it's about, man. Like, that's just that. You know, that's what the race, that's what it's supposed to be about, man. You know what I'm saying? You get out there, you race, talk a little shit. You can't beat everybody. So you go back to the drum board and try to come back. That's what it used to be.
Fucking right. I ain't gonna lie. I had some fun with this motherfucker a couple of days. Well, I was like, boy, this motherfucker is crazy for real. What?
I had missed that race with them and Jacob. Man, I forgot what I had going on. Couldn't make it out there. That shit was so funny.
Man, I all ass. Yeah. Man, I ain't never saw that nigga fucking cop come in that parking lot before by the truck stop. That motherfucker come about 6 deep.
For real?
Yeah, so wow. me and a bunch of us all ass and came back to the country. Then they got a fucking call that they were shooting on fucking, I forgot what street that was. And all them said, y'all gonna do it, y'all better do it now. And that's how they got the race off. Somebody got shot up.
Yeah, I heard they got a DCB out there. Now, bro, them dudes who be on the other end doing donuts and shit, discharging their guns, they made it bad, man. Now they got
that's
a detail working on
blood.
Sundays from like 2 to 10 o'clock or something like that.
You know what made it bad? Them stupid motherfuckers shooting at the trains, bro.
Shooting at the train?
The man. Yeah, they were shooting at the train. The man said, man, somebody, hey, we keep getting calls about somebody shooting at these trains, man. Them bitches out there, man. I ain't never saw that many cops out there, man.
They made it bad, bro. They made it bad. I said, them the dudes be down there, bro, with big old ARs and everything on them. Like, y'all need a little drift show, whatever they want to call it. Fuck, you got big ass guns like that on you for?
Man, I'm a little motherfucker crazy on it. Sean, we were racing one time, bro, and they ran the motherfucker. This motherfucker coming head on collision with us, bro. The car behind him bossed him and spun him around. He shot back the other way. The motherfucker had big old ARs and shit. I'm like, man, let's see you crazy motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker coming head on collision with us.
Yeah, them little
dudes on the other end.
They ain't solving nothing.
That's why Sunday ain't no good look. Cause them little motherfuckers be over there with that drift acting stupid shit, man. That shit ain't good.
Oops, they got a detail be out there every Sunday now.
Hey Sean, I ain't scared of you no motherfucker. I'm gonna let you know now. When that motherfucker get ready to put a turd down, don't be the one.
Who that, me?
Yeah, I'm talking about my fucking car.
Worried.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about? When that motherfucker get ready to put a turd down, you might don't look.
You want me to come down there by you?
Huh?
You want me to come down there by you? Do you want me to make it easy for you?
There's two people talking. Who they there?
Darius.
What'd
I was just
say?
Saying hello. I ain't said nothing. I've been quiet.
Are you
drinking,
motherfucker, you?
I've been humble.
Boy, you starting a whole bunch of fucking shit on that other end, huh?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I played the fit there with my evil twin doing some shit like that. I don't know what's wrong with that.
Oh, y'all got Reverend Jenky on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Boy,
you
got the money. I forgot this show was back on.
Boy, you
got the money. Monday's the new night,
Barry. Huh?
Yeah.
Monday's the new night.
What did you say, Jay?
Oh,
Monday.
All
right, Monday's the new night.
All right. Yeah, Monday's going to be the new night. Yeah, I got shit to do on Tuesday. Me and him have been taking all the day before, but I ain't here. Yeah.
How everybody doing, all right?
Yes, yeah, shit. Ain't much. That was talking about riding out there Friday night. See that action?
Hey, man, they got some shit going on Friday, boy. I know for sure they got Ringo, Cardi B, and Lawrence. They locked in. They got Evan and that Black Malibu. They supposed to run Friday, but the dude said he had to get some shocks in, so they good. The shocks that came in and shit, so they gonna run Friday. Got the Coleman boss supposed to run Jamal though, off the trailer.
Hello, Blackie.
Ja'Cory Reinhardt, wanna run silence. So he's going to, he just all the nicest kid trying to get his nicest kid in for Friday. They got all kind of shit going on, man. All kind of fucking shit.
Yeah, I told him,
Hey, somebody mute your mic if you ain't talking.
You know he's been fucking with him, Prince.
The Quinn, mute your mic. Not the Quinn mic. He ain't talking. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, probably pretty nice Friday night. Man, it's just so damn hot, man. They just started. They just started with the track. They don't go hot till like till 7 o'clock now. Either 6 or 7. Yeah, they don't go hot to 7, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, how that hit something serious, man. I don't even want to fucking holler,
man. It about burning up. It's boo-boo.
I can't take that heat, man. Ever since I had them let heat stroke, the doctor said, I thought it was bullshit. You would never take that heat the same way, man.
No, they say you can't. They say you'll pass
I thought it was
in,
bullshit. Man,
no,
my grandmother had passed away, and I was helping my wife for the funeral.
Up in Indiana, was in the heat, and she went inside, drank 2 glasses of water or something, had a massive heart attack and died. That cold water shocked her body and killed her.
Oh, yeah, you ain't supposed to drink cold water. Normal temperature water. Hot.
I ain't this heat on some other shit, dog. Man, ain't never been this goddamn high before, man.
Hey, Jamie, I heard when I was logging on, who's messing with my queen, Sean? Who's picking on my baby?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's still on here, boo-boo. That was the Quinn. They ain't gonna run him.
Yeah, I'm gonna run Sean, motherfucking ass. I ain't never been scared of a bully.
Oh Lord.
Oh, yeah,
you know my
fucking man,
right?
He spin or do any kind of little slip or trip, I'm gonna knock his ass off. Any little spin, slip or trip.
And
the motherfucker better go ahead and be like it went that first time.
No
more hot rod. One on one drive. I ain't driving that bitch.
I ain't driving. You like me? You the shit talker.
Yep, that's all I want to do. The only reason I got a car because the motherfucker told me, how you going to fucking buck up a race and you ain't got a car? All right, motherfucker, I got a car. I got to drive it now? All right. Fuck you, Jamie. You drive, motherfucker.
What?
That's it. Now, first good week, huh, Jamie?
What did it say, Mr. Hot Rod? What did it say, Mr. Marshall?
I ain't making no noise, man. Shit.
Hot Rod said that call.
Let me get you another mic. 337-0. 0774, who we got?
Badass B Brown.
Oh, there he is.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
My shaving motherfucking Grady.
Shit.
Live in prison, baby. Live in prison. What's been going on, fella?
Nothing. Shit. Not a whole lot. Work.
Nothing but the heat.
Heat, sweat. Sweat. Changing shirts. Got to bring extra shirts so when you go to lunch, you don't look so nasty. A little stinky. People be looking at you when you walk in there all sweaty.
Hey, B. Brown. That motherfucker Jamie ain't been all sound the fucking Potter geek. What the fuck going on with Jamie? That motherfucker kid. Them bad boys and son of them in retirement like Mo did fucking... I'm going to leave that alone. My mic is like,
hey, look, the same can be said about you when Kadu retired your ass. Kadu kicked my motherfucking ass. I ain't lying.
Huh?
He retired. You ain't been out since. And you know who you sound like? You sound like Saint
out,
Tuna.
I've been out a couple times since Norman Jr.
Hey, my shit should have been named like fucking Phil
Norman
had.
Norman
Jr.
Norman
Jr.
Norman
Jr. That bitch can't get right. For a fucking thing.
Norman Jr.
But I think I'm gonna listen to my tuner this time and do it all the right way. So,
you little stank, you little stank. I say you little stank tuner, you little stank tuner junior.
Stank tuner scared of me, man.
Hey, that motherfucker scared of me.
Your tuner can't give you a scare ass no heart.
You can put that dope on that motherfucker to scare your motherfucking ass. I promise you that.
You still got to find a heart to race that motherfucker, you scary motherfucker.
You know them big motors, they take a lot more Nikes, man. That little bit of
Nikes,
you got to eat them. Them big blocks take a lot of Nikes to get them going, man.
Don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah. LF5-3 going to be smashing his eyeballs out.
Don't worry about that. We working on the ass in and I had no ass to hold it. That bitch, what the fuck am I? That bill bunny hopping already. What the fuck?
Hey man, I'm gonna call your wife and tell her you stop spending your money on that lemon, man.
Don't say come get that monster he got.
That'd be his best bet.
Hey, Sean, get that monster he got.
A good deal. You get a good deal.
Sean got a fucking film call, man. Sean, just like me, show a motherfucker he got a call. Throw a motherfucker you got a call. And you ain't gonna do a fucking thing with it.
I was scared like you to order me some nuts from China. I ain't scared no more. Yeah, they came in too. I'm about to send you the link, Big Quinn, so you can order you some. Scary motherfucker you.
Y'all name that motherfucker Old Yellow. That's a new name, that son, bitch.
Hey, bro, I'm about to call a high ride, bro. High ride can't be tuned to scary people calls, bro.
Hey, look. Just stay tuned.
Oh, shit.
Yeah?
Hey, bro, you wasting my homeboy talent, bro.
To be continued.
That's what they did.
Hey, bro, I got a better chance at Michael Dillon racing than you.
How the fuck am I put a small block in my car? You know what the shit I got to do? I ain't got no fucking
shit. You got the big block out of Karma. You put that big block out of Karma in there. 985-6309, who we got?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's Jimmy. I'm just checking in.
Oh, Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy?
I just want to show you what's going on. Open your mic.
What you
say, Jimmy? Hey. Oh, man, I can't make no noise. Stand out the way.
Yeah, I hear you. I saw UPS pull up over there again.
That was some new furniture for the house.
Yeah.
Can't make no noise, man.
I shouldn't have said nothing, bro.
It's all good. It ain't nothing new.
Your old ass on the phone, dry snitching.
Yeah, that's my partner.
Dry snitching. Hey, bro, you better watch who you call your partner, bro. He on your telling on you, bro.
That's all right. I ain't gonna speak on his new motor, so.
You already know. You know what motor you got? I hear that from Jack from
him. He got a motor from Michael Dillon in there.
He got a coma mode. I'm telling that big boy got a coma put in there.
I'm going to stay out too with that homeboy.
Hey, I just had a loose converter, man. It ain't making no power. It just free spin.
Yeah, when you bump something a couple hundred foot out, that motherfucker jumps sideways. Shit.
What it say, Mr. Hot Rod? How you doing, sir?
I can't make no noise, killer. I know you the man with the plan, shit.
I ain't got number fucking calls. I said, that's all the fuck I got. Ain't selling motherfuckers.
You know how it go. Motherfucker waiting. Hey, school about to start. They got to get them churning school for it. They're going to get them at the school.
I got so many motherfucking cars around here. That ain't funny, boy.
That when the argument could start. After school started, everybody got their uniform and clothes.
I got their goddamn clothes with them churning, and now I got to get some for myself.
I got four cars to sell.
Damn.
See, that Regal,
the car like now.
Got a back half.
That Regal,
hey,
damn.
That Sean LeBeau car. Yeah. Hey, that Regal right out of people know. People didn't even know that, man. That Regal right out of the plane, though.
That Regal look clean, boy. That Regal nice.
That Regal.
By Sean LeBeau car, that Cadillac.
Yeah, he got on Facebook and said he got time to fuck people. You gotta see that bitch in person that's on our back. That motherfucker nice. Yeah, that motherfucker nice.
Yeah, I like a bag. Call me. Hang on a second. 504,
that was a Bond.
1882. Who we got? A Bond fine? What's going on?
Yeah, he said it was a Bond.
Yeah, I made it, folks. Oh, Mo, what's happening?
It's a G-Tick.
I ain't doing nothing. Nothing same old shit. Different day, man. Kind of cool.
Yeah, man. No, that's real, man. Appreciate y'all for coming out, Sadie.
Oh yeah, we don't have to come that, man. Good little rigs, man. Yeah, I tell them early, man. They made some impressive passes out there. Some fast shit, boy.
Yeah, exactly, man. Hey, man. Hey, we got
a Regal that had a clean ass Monte Carlo. Two of them out there. That black one was nasty, boy. Who?
Hey, Jim, I want to ask this question. If you got a minute.
Look,
what is going to take for Louisiana to get out here and race? That's what I want to know. Let me fill y'all in a little bit. Now I'm saying, Mika and myself, we gave a free entry, $3,000, anything on 28, shootout at Battlefield this past Saturday. And we had 21 calls in the shootout. You know what I'm saying? We had some calls in there that, you know what I'm saying, on paper, it didn't have a chance at beating some of the calls, you know, most of the calls that was in the shootout. But some guys got in there and they got up there, and some of them beat some fast calls. It's free, you know what I'm saying? You got a free chance at the money, you know what I'm saying? I just don't understand. I'll get that type of stuff every month, every other month. You know what I'm saying? I'll throw some money out there if we get the calls, you know what I'm saying, that's willing to participate.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Out here, they just – I don't – I mean, I know we talk a lot of shit, but Mississippi talks shit on each other. So it ain't got to be – I guess motherfuckers just scary out here. You know?
Hey, most y'all like people, man.
Hey, Mo, a bunch of the motherfuckers like me and Sean, Mo, they got show calls, and they're scared to death.
Fuck, man,
hey, speak for yourself,
money,
you little motherfucker.
I'll pay money, man. Look, I like the odds, you know?
Hey, Mo, they got a show call. Yeah, I got a call.
They'll show you the call, but
this is the thing. Can't many motherfuckers around here say they got no grudge reason, they got no grudge cause, because they don't reason, they don't grudge reason nobody.
Nope.
So if you ain't out here getting their own grudge reason, you ain't no grudge reason. So you know what I'm saying? You can stop that excuse. Get yourself a chance to have some money, man. Go enjoy your car. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to sit in the driveway or in the garage, you know what I'm saying, talking about, you know what I'm saying, how nobody don't want to race you and you got a bad motherfucker. Enjoy your car, man. Life is short.
Yeah.
Hello, world.
Yeah. Hang on, let me catch you.
That's all it is.
601-6154, who we got?
I'm going to tell you what it's going to take.
I knew that was Betty. I knew that was fucking Betty.
No, let me move out my arm.
That's what it's
going to
take. But I'm going to tell you a minute.
I knew she was coming.
Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you what Mississippi does. We do not book shows on top of each other. We help each other. If I got a show at Prentice, Battlefield ain't going to do nothing. If I'm having something at Junkyard, Prentice ain't going to do nothing. If Battlefield doing something on a Saturday, we not going to do nothing. That's how it works here.
Not real shit.
No, that's understandable.
That's right. That should be. I'm going to say this. Mo is pretty much like my other business partner, okay? Mo come everywhere. He go everywhere. Every other month, our whole crew is in Alabama action to other people's shows that we don't get the same support. But do we care? No. We go race. We go have fun. And we expand. So guess what? Mo shouldn't come to Mississippi and be the only car or person that's coming to Mississippi. Y'all got some fast-ass cars down there. I don't understand what the problem is.
Gotta go to the wizard.
Y'all should be doing the same thing. Listen, if no problem having a big event, then guess what? State Capitol should be open for Texas soon. If State Capitol having a big event, no problem should just open for testing tunes. It shouldn't be shows on top of each other. That's splitting the crowd. That's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. It's enough money out here for everybody.
You're right.
Breathe.
And I know some people ain't going to want to hear that, but I'm telling the truth. You know what some people told me and Mo, and this is sad, because Battlefield is actually a good track. The people told me and Mo, and to us, it wasn't that packed to us because we used to bigger. But to them, the people were happy that we brought the action that we did and had 21 cars. Would have had 22 if my uncle car wouldn't have broke. When I tell y'all, when we got ready to do the driver's meeting, the first seven didn't even have to pull. They called each other out, and every last one of them accepted. It was a grudge battle. And everybody had fun.
That's what it's all about. Getting out there, running your car, and having fun. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have fun. That's the bottom line. Have fun. Enjoy your car.
Yes. Jeremy is from Louisiana. Jeremy having a show at Gulfport. They having a show. Louisiana should pack it out just like Mississippi go pack it out for Scooby. It's like we got to work together. Because to be honest with y'all, and this just me, and y'all know what I say one time, I can say it again. I would rather come to Louisiana and deal with Louisiana and Mississippi getting together doing stuff than Alabama. But guess what? Right now, Alabama got the most shows going where we all can go and have fun together.
Yeah.
I would rather come to Louisiana. Word of God. And I'm going to say this. And I know he's probably going to get in his feelings, but y'all know I don't care. Every time Pat Collins have a show, Mo grudging 3 and 4 cars, okay? We grudging 2 and 3 people with other cars. We grudging 2 people with other cars. Guess what? When we have shows here, they don't even come support. I don't care if you don't bring your goddamn car. Ain't no wrong with your ass.
Man, the biggest problem, Famika, hold on, Famika. The biggest fucking problem, everything is too personal around this motherfucker.
Yes.
Everybody,
yes.
I got my personal card in my personal. Everywhere you go at, motherfucker teaming up doing anything. But everything is too fucking personal around here, and motherfuckers getting their feelings too fucking fast.
No, I'm going to tell you what it is.
I'm
going to tell you what it is. And this is just for me on the outside looking in. You know what the problem is down here? It's too many chiefs and no Indians. Everybody want to be a chief. Hey, it ain't nothing wrong with being an Indian sometimes. Sit back. Clap for others until it's your turn.
Yeah,
that
right.
Everybody want to be important.
Hello.
But guess what? It ain't no iron team.
That right.
When Mocha ain't running, or another one in our crew ain't running, guess what we do? We gambling and betting with the other. It ain't no iron team. Ain't nobody better than nobody. That's the problem down there. Everybody want to be important.
Right.
No. And that's just
that right.
Outside looking. And I'm just speaking real. Y'all know I'm going to tell it like it is. Just like I ain't going to take it personal if y'all tell me something about me. You get what I'm saying? Because I feel like you're going to help me.
You sure been looking mighty good in that bathing suit lately.
You know
that
what? I'm a Christian. I'm going to stay a Christian.
Lord, I appreciate it. Hey, Reverend Jenkins, give us a sermon.
I got some more when I seen you in that suit on that what you call
it. Oh, God.
I got
you
some high
more than you give me your part, Norman Betty Weed. You'll get real more if you see me your card number.
that motherfucker, you don't want that motherfucker.
I thought you wanted to get real, Morris.
Oh, this girl, blow fucking fool. Jesus fix it.
And this is another thing. Stop being scared to run your friends. Jimmy like my brother. I love him to death. But when he get his kind of girl, I'm going to fuck him up.
Oh, Lord.
Jeremy, that's my boy. I love Jeremy to death. When you get his car straight, I'm fucking him up.
I just see for me and my little friend.
Fucking
you up.
That's racist. That's racist. And look, hey, Mika, I ain't gonna lie. You hit the nail on the head with that one now, because that's a big problem we got over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Hey, motherfuckers don't want to race their friend. You getting the shootout first round? Who the hell going? I ain't laying out for none of my friends.
Hey,
ball
Mo,
to the wall.
Tell them how many teammates had to run each other's.
All right. Wind up doing it twice.
Guess what?
Ain't nobody
laying
out for nobody.
That's
fast one.
For them free 3,000, my mama could have been out there on her goddamn diabetic shoes. She can run.
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. In Louisiana, we got to get out here and we got to get back to having fun, man. That's what it's all about. It's about having fun, man.
Exactly.
Fun. Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this.
I'm gonna give
everybody some good advice.
I'm packing Prentice out on a Sunday. Mo, how much fun you had when you came?
Shit, that motherfucker felt like we was on a pad, but we ain't had to worry about the police.
Come on, man.
Yes, indeed.
Man, we had a crowd out there, and it was back to back action. Didn't nobody care who they ran, no nothing. We just ran grudge to hack. And I only gave away a free $2,000.
Man, everybody trying to grab somebody. That's what it's all about. That's where grudge racing come from. When you get to the track, everybody trying to grab somebody. He ain't trying to leave without grabbing you somebody.
Hey, Mo, check this out. Mo, check this out. Check this out. What I'm about to say is a fucking two-stick. On the fucking nut. Them boys up there in Monroe, them boys having fucking fun. Over there in the fucking hood, that state capital, the fucking boys having fun. Just over here, we not having no fun. In the east, we ain't having no fun.
I'm going to tell you why, let me say this right quick, Mika. If you're out there and you're building a car to race one person, stop wasting your money. Save that money and do something else with it. Build you a car to race any and everybody who you think you got a chance at beating.
Stop billing the car for one person, holding your car up for 2 and 3 years, waiting on one person to finish their car. Uh-huh. You're wasting your money and your time, partner. Waste your car and enjoy your car, man. And I'm saying, in the words of motherfucking Donald Trump, they got people dying who ain't never died before. Enjoy your life and enjoy your car, man. Straight up. Yep. So we ain't promised to be able to afford this shit next year. So while you can afford it, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I ain't no racist, but I'm a motherfucking good shit talker. And I can tell you, I can see shit when it stinks. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no race car driver, but I can bug up some shit.
Hey. It's all in fun. All of us got to catch our cuss. Right now, I ain't nothing but a spectator. You know what I'm saying?
Big Win, I'm not a race car driver. Don't even own a race car, but guess how I got started promoting? Talking shit.
Real talk.
On a live feed, I started talking shit. It's what got me where I am. Now, who y'all think they want to run the staging lanes at Trick or Treat again this year? Me, because I handle my business, and I'm
That's
fair
it.
To everybody.
That right.
That's the biggest problem, bro. They got away from having fun with it, bro, and they made it too personalized.
Because they made it too personal.
We about to see who like that and who living like that and who just motherfucking, you know, building cars just to start them up in the garage and rub on them. We about to find out because we're going to do it. Hey, once again, you know what I'm saying, Mika and myself, we're giving away a free, which is going to be, we're giving a free $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 October the 14th at State Capitol.
That's
important. So if you ain't
Mississippi whoop y'all, Mo going to get my phone.
Boy, Mississippi gonna get their head fucked up. Mississippi gonna get their head cracked so fucking hard this time. I promise you that. Why they get fucked up?
D. Quinn, you ain't got enough oil of Olay, motherfucker, to fuck with us. You stick your smooth skin ass down to stay on my good side.
I promise y'all get fucked up. Boil up.
Yeah, stay on my good side.
Boil up. Louisiana or y'all?
Jimmy can't say nothing hard to me. Why he's soaking his damn feet in bubble bath and shit, he can't say nothing.
I can't say nothing. I can't say shit. I'm sitting in the corner. I can't make no noise.
Having a good time enjoying the footsteps today. You better not say nothing.
My lips is sealed in the cold.
But Jamie, we appreciate y'all coming.
Oh, yeah, we come talk a little shit, see what's happening.
I wanted to come to that fucking race. If I had to work, I sure would have been out there.
And Darius better not have nothing. State Capitol on the 14th. Come and fall them fucking glasses up for him.
he fell off, Mika, but
he's gonna have to turn the cards on them sick motherfuckers when I get through him.
Hey, I'm still good for that sponsorship too. Ain't nothing, Jay.
I know, and we appreciate you and Jeremy Black and Armand. You guys are the absolute best. Look, Armand gave me his money way in February. I inboxed him one day. I said, hey, we had to move the show to October. He said, brother, keep that money all the way to the show, baby. Ain't that?
That's my job, man. Hey, that's a good dude right there.
Yeah, he real cool. For real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I saw too what Big Lockett did to them guys. Now, Big Lockett, that's my homie. Like, that's my homie. But if he come over there October the 14th, I'm going to put his ass in a trick bag.
Yeah. All right, now. They respect that small block forward if you want them. And then, look, that motherfucker...
My car ragged as the fuck, and my car got a better box than his car got, but that bitch fast. Hey, Mo, that motherfucker got a box look like it come from 1970s or something.
But that thing works.
Hey, man, they had fast shit back in 1972 now.
Mo, that's what I'm saying. Mo, the bitch working, Mo. There ain't no motherfucking $78 or whatever the fuck that is.
They really had them guys and they feeling.
Oh yeah, they got fucked up with it. Yeah, they got sick. Cause they in their mind they were supposed to come over there and embarrass them locking boys, but them locking boys had this shit together. But Thomas Smith would have told them the last pad walls they had, that fucking same little dumbass blue car put up two turbo cars and Lockett was about to put the third one up until the fucking throttle cable broke. So what the fuck you think you gonna just embarrass this man like that, man? Man, come on. Dudes ain't thinking, man. You got motherfuckers coming way from Omaha, wherever the fuck they come from. And, man, you mean to tell me you foot breaking this car? How the fuck you doing that? You beat me. And that man, that fucking car ain't got no fucking tan brake on it, man. The fucking car got a 19-something box. The bitch. They just got the fucking car together. The car, I mean, they got the car hitting on all cylinders. Stop fucking playing with them, little dude. Them dude got this.
Well, you know, I'm a living witness. The fastest don't always win, and the slowest don't always lose.
What?
Because every time we went to Alabama, we was the underdog. You know what they told us? Their predator was going to do to Mo Jesus. And what Mo Jesus do? Shot Ryan, that motherfucker.
Mo, them dudes tripped out when Lil Lockett let them look at the car. You need to tell me this car got one kid. You don't have a family, and you beat them like this.
Mo's not always better.
They're
not gonna dump both of them garbage cans like that. They're not gonna dump both of them garbage cans. One garbage can in the house, baby.
Hey, Mo, that motherfucker do the same thing every time.
And the car consistent, bro. But they ain't gonna dump the garbage cans. We never had both of them cans over there. Are they dump both of them? Yeah. You gotta hope Laura don't put hers out then. Probably Laura didn't have hers out.
Hey, Joe, mute the mic,
Joe. Come on, Sean, go dump the garbage can,
Sean. Hey, watch your mouth, smut. I thought I had my mic muted. Happy Andrew, you punched upside the head while y'all was listening.
One of the four of them. I bet you can't recall.
Hey, Mo, take finna run them boys on the street.
Okay, about to run them?
Yeah, he's about to. Kate about to run them boys with that orange Malibu. With Booby new car and cutting.
Oh shit, she about to get it on a good old Monday.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that. Okay. I know that's what I want to do. Tell the
street
that
I have a big old street
race. But them motherfuckers ain't coming
out there to watch free. Fight off. See, it's hard to control that. Unless you get it in a private location. Yep.
The
only way. So before I get off, do anybody want my Altima on the 14th?
I'm
on radio.
Mika.
Yes.
Why Jamie? Why after Michael Dillon pull that motherfucking potter gate, Jamie ain't come back out racing? What the fuck going on? And why after Mo kick motherfucking?
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that alone because they're gonna cut my mic off.
Oh Lord.
But I can talk about Jamie. They ain't gonna cut me off for Jamie, but they gonna cut me off for the other one. I ain't gonna say his name.
Oh Lord. You talking about the preacher?
Jamie Williams, the host of this show.
Oh, No, I'm talking about Michael Dillon. I hear a preacher.
Michael Dillon put a parachute on him, called it a potter gate. Motherfucker ain't been out since then. How long has that been more? About 2 years ago?
What you waiting on, baby?
I'm poor.
Well, you be riding around in that golf cart looking.
Yeah. I ain't got no golf cart. No, you seen without. I had to sell it. My electric bill is so high, I had to sell my golf cart to pay my electric bill.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Mo. Go ahead. I'm about to say, fuck it, Mo. Hey, Mo, get me, look, call me on the back line and add me back on when they hang me up. When Mo kicked motherfucking Daniel Halfbreed ass, the motherfucker ain't been back since. I don't know if that's a motherfucking trend that said Hot Rod kicked motherfucking my cousin ass. He ain't been back. That look like a trend going on.
Booty, booty, booty.
What the fuck, man?
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Could do it with him.
I'm a
boom
cook
myself and get out
on
your motherfucker.
You remember you sent somebody at me the last time. I ain't find him until 2 in the morning trying to get my money.
Hey, don't you use brother name in vain. Don't you do it.
That man wanted me to get tired and try to leave that track because I couldn't find him. He gonna say, "Oh yeah, you owe me my money." No, Flip. Boy, and then when I found him late, he looked at me like, "So you sit around here waiting on this money? Oh, you think I like you? You made me sit in the staging lane all that time talking about you can't make no hit." Okay.
I heard earlier, a lot of people
be on some down here. Well, I'll say down here on this end, you got a lot of people working on shifts and stuff like that too. But yeah, ain't no excuse for it because they got their call, they go when they want. But a lot of times people be stuck at work or schedules just don't coincide with it too. Because some of us work shifts or have to work on, you know, 4 and 4, 7 and 7 and just can't do it. But I can't make no excuse for some of the ones that have the time, you know, for sure. They just don't. You know it's a stunt city. You know the city like the stunt show out. That's what the second line about. You're going to show off.
Right.
But I say too, though. Now, Mississippi, y'all do have a lot more tracks, and them boys get to go get them cars. You never realize how much time you got to spend and do it, getting right. Because we'll come out there and try some stupid shit off the trailer and just hope it worked out because we don't have the time in between time or the different places to go to, I think. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we do have a lot of us that go and don't bring their car. Because sometimes I go and don't bring my car because I didn't have a chance to go mess with it. Then when I do go mess with it, I'm at somebody's grudge race. Then you got all them other motherfucking haters. And some people rather not deal with no motherfucking just bullshit because it aggravated them even bring that shit around to try to get it right. You know, but ain't no excuse. I think everybody's starting to come around. They're going to try to do something, but then the conflicts between the two tracks, like y'all said, conflict between the two tracks. And that's the only two we have down here. So, you know, we can only do what they let us do.
Right. I'm gonna give me some land down there so I can boost y'all a little.
Well, you know what? You know what they're going to do. You get some land down here and try to open the track. They ain't going to let you do it.
I ain't say I was going to open no track.
You about to move on. Hey, I heard Wes on here earlier, and I don't thought no shit.
To turn y'all up.
Yeah,
they going to
take
me get more on the track when we get there.
I heard Wes on here earlier. Wes still looking to get married, and Booger, I saw Booger at the same motorbike meet. Don't talk no shit.
Wes.
And Booger.
What my boy Wes been doing anyway?
Hey, Tamika.
Oh, my God. Hey,
what's up?
How you been doing, Wes?
I'm doing good. I miss you, baby.
I miss you, baby. You ain't married?
Hey, I still ain't got paid for the shit at the door for the wedding. Ain't nobody showed up.
I missed my teddy bear. I missed my teddy bear.
Oh, hey, I ain't really a full-size teddy bear no more. I'm like the Graham Crocker now. I lost a little weight.
Well, I'll be the peanut butter if you want me to.
Uh-oh.
But we could go and get married. What day you get your check on?
We can get married on the 14th at State Capitol right before my birthday.
Okay, I'll be down there.
It's my birthday badge. Hey.
Y'all, how your Darius to do the service?
You say, yeah.
How your Darius to do the
what
service?
What you
want to
do?
However
you
want
to do it, man. Just let me know. You know I work for Mo, so if Mo let me off, I'm going to come.
Well, I want to be on the starting line with you.
You want to be on the starting line with me? Come in and stay careful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got a thing where you can't be on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you, baby. I got you. So, just give me your card number so I can go order the wig for that day. And you got it.
All right.
Okay, okay. I'm talking about.
I might get a hotel down there, too.
Oh, well, not with, ain't no booty involved in that wig. God damn, slow down.
All right.
if it's a marriage, it's a honeymoon. It's going down.
Yeah. Gotta consummate that marriage.
You gotta consummate this marriage right quick.
Straight to the point.
That dude wants to get on the motor quick.
Oh, man, Wesley, you get the card number, but make sure you get the room. See.
Hi, Rod, you ain't shit.
Hey, Wes gonna grab on the motor kit quick.
Man, Wes ain't gonna play with him. You gonna keep fucking with Wes and watch what happens.
All right, your mic open.
Promine Clyde. Promine Clyde.
You missed what's his name? Darius. He got off earlier.
Hmm.
Alan, your mic back open.
You should have reminded him for me.
I forgot.
You heard Mr. Maker? You heard me?
Might have fell off. Let me see, Wes.
Oh,
not
man.
A number there. Might be on back line. He said he got the street race going down tonight. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm on West Side. Click over somebody
here. Yeah, I thought
I got a car. Can call Sweat Motel,
Wes. Hey. I might enter my truck in the race.
Okay.
Hey, Wes, look here.
You got a small truck on the block.
I don't have no small tire now. It's a daily driver.
Oh, it's a daily. Okay.
Oh, you need to race that Altima. Fuck that Altima right quick, Wes. Go ahead and beat it with that.
Uh-oh. And guess what you can bet?
Friday, I won't have this Altima no more.
We can lock something up.
Bring that truck. You was in.
Hey, Wes.
Nah.
You my homeboy, so I'm going to let you know like this. Don't let that woman sign no Tamika on that marriage certificate here. it ain't no Tamika now. I'm just letting you know, player.
You ain't shit, man.
Hey, I do need a fun though.
Oh Lord.
Where my boy Chicken at? Chicken got his car ready yet?
No.
Chicken been quiet. He was up on the lift.
He worried about shooting dice and making money.
Ain't no wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So y'all say what day that is? October what?
October 14th. Gotta make it sense flawless to him on the 15th.
Wait, what that is?
We can send some flowers to her on the 15th.
Oh.
Thanks.
Hey, and the weather should be to cool down a little bit, so all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The weather gonna be perfect. Well, okay, y'all. I'm finna get ready to go get this DP money and head to the street. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Bye, Wesley.
Bye.
Go live. Somebody. Or tag somebody going live when we can see. Shit. Yeah. Shit.
How far it is? I might go stick around.
Well, I don't know. She didn't say where it was at.
Jamie look like for the next couple of weeks, he need to be trying to coordinate and see who we can get and who can get themselves situated and scheduled to be on the 14th so we can show up. You can show to do
it. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
And then we show up with some of the ones that we all know that got something and just don't come out there with them and try to get them to come with it. Yeah, we all bring all with them.
We got a number there. That's what we got. We just coming with a bunch of calls. We don't need to run each other.
Yeah. Let me
do like 4-7. Let me get them all out for you.
What they got going on?
Keep me on my book. That, the anniversary of this
On 14.
Where?
October 14.
The Capitol?
State Capitol.
I might have to bring Lil Boo up from the last talk show was talking that shit with June Henry call.
Boy, Lord, my life. Boy.
Hey, Boo Boo, if you wasn't on here earlier, stop holding your call for one person. Enjoy your call, race your call, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know that. I've been waiting 6 weeks for fucking lifters. I ain't got them yet.
Yeah, pause all the combo now, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna show up heavy. But I'm gonna show up.
Hey,
I got my days off. Yeah, but I ain't balling. Because if I bring my weapon the way I bring it, I can't ask you for nothing because you brought yours the way you brought yours. That's it.
Hey, I'm gonna be debuting a new piece. Fuck, shit. So I'm gonna be coming head first, Jeremy, for the home team. Fuck it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know it.
It is what it is. Hey, I'm probably gonna get my ass. Well, we probably gonna get our ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? Hey. The team with the new cover, fuck it, we gonna show up though, and motherfucker gonna have an ass to kick.
Well, they say you can't win without taking a chance at losing.
That right? You can't get no ass without bringing some ass.
As you live in the house, you got get a little ass.
Yeah. That right?
Is it? Well, he said, get a little pill. You don't curse. Oh, shit. Yep. Hell yeah, shit.
That's a few. I mean, now they got, they're gonna have a good, prep. They have concrete barriers. They got an ambulance on site. So now everybody need to know that they got everything they said they needed to be there.
They got free entry. Free, it ain't no telling how much the money gonna be. It's gonna be $3,000 or more. It's gonna, with the sponsors, it's gonna probably be somewhere around $5,000. You know what I'm saying? $5,000-$6,000. Free entry, $5,000-$6,000 payout. That's what it's gonna wind up depending on. So far, I gotta get with Meek. I gotta see how many we got. So I think so far we got like 4 sponsors. So we're gonna, gonna be somewhere right around. Right now we're probably somewhere around. If I had to pick a swing at, I think we're somewhere around $4,500.
What it is, run with your brum on a 10-5?
28. Yep, 10-5. 275. Run with your brum.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to extend this again, man. We'll gladly run somebody if somebody willing to lock in. That's all I can do. I heard everybody talking about nobody don't want to race. Well, all you can do is ask. I mean, we don't mind racing, but I ain't about no begging. I got a whole lot of other shit I could do. But I mean, if we can get a lock in, we gladly be there.
Well, post that ghost card in.
And we probably gonna come race anyway. But I'm just saying, we much rather have a locked in race, the grudge race.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like
that's
this.
That's kind of how we come.
I guarantee you, when we get close to it, I can get somebody from Mississippi somewhere. That's gonna, you know, them guys gonna race. You know what I'm saying? I can get a lock in. I can get your lock in, bro.
We got a ghost car, man. We ain't got no ghost car. We got a post a car for. It's on 28. That's all y'all need to know. What the hell we need to post a car for? Y'all all got clicks. I mean, goddamn, just pull y'all money together and let's race. Fuck. You lose, you lose. Ain't no big deal. Ain't nobody getting hurt that damn bad. I mean, everybody won't holler kick. Oh, we this, we that. But when it comes time to racing, they act like they can't get the money up. Or they act like they're losing a big old pot or something. Fuck.
You might
want
to
come with crumbs and send the motherfucker down through that.
You might pull up with Big T-shirt or motherfucking Silverback. And motherfucker knows, you know, you just got to let a motherfucker see what they're running, man.
Man, everybody know where we running, man. Ain't nobody got this shit. Ain't no secret, man. Don't play. Ain't no fucking secret.
Well, Steven, I'm being serious though. On a real note, all I know y'all had was fucking Silverback. I ain't never started a couple. I'm on Facebook all the time.
I hear you.
I'm being real, big bro.
Well,
Steven, what y'all trying to run for? What y'all trying to run for?
Man, look, we'll be running for anything, man. I mean, we ain't never been one to run for no bunch of money. So, I mean, that's out. I mean,
no,
I mean, me and my guy, you know, the guy driving my car just want to have a little locked-in race to show up. That's all he ever asked. And we can't never seem to get that. And he don't never get on here talking about no bunch of money. All he want to do is race. And I don't blame him.
All right.
You know, I mean, I don't blame him not one bit.
When it get close to the time, like a week or two out, I can get a lock-in, see.
Yep. Like I said, we probably going to be there to run the shootout anyway, but I'm just saying to make some of these other races a little more, I don't know how to word it, but a little more appealing to people. I mean, shit, you get your locked-in race, give somebody a little incentive to come, you know?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Like I say, man, it ain't, you know, I know with us, I mean, I'm going to say it again. We got a little click, and everybody throwing $100, there ain't nothing to get $500-$600 up, and ain't nobody getting hurt that bad. Ain't nobody
exactly.
getting hurt. And we don't give a fuck about feelings.
Oh, yeah. That's a,
at least I don't.
Hey, Steven, that's a player's race. That's a player's race. This motherfucker trying to run it up $5,000-$6,000 and all that shit. That's a player's
race. Oh, I ain't got time for that.
Hey, that's a player's race. I agree with that.
I could feel like I got somebody covered 2 seconds. I still wouldn't take it. I ain't racing for that kind of money. I just ain't me. But I don't know, man. But we got all steel, all glass cars, small blocks.
Just let y'all know, and I'm saying to inform everybody who might have not heard it, who got on late, but depending on the turnout of the October 14th race, and as well as the race we got given with myself, Bill, and Stephen on December 2nd, starting next year, probably every other month, I'm going to be doing a free entry, anything on 20's race. Depending on the feedback, if we get the call count and you get motherfuckers who willing to participate, then I'm going to put the money out there. If we don't get the participation, then, hey, I'm going to sit my ass down somewhere and keep my little money.
Man, free entry, man. Everybody, I know I'm going to bring my slow motherfucker in there. Fuck.
First round call out to Quinn, me and you.
Uh-oh.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Hey. Fuck it, I'm going though. Everywhere else doing this shit. Hey, I'm going to get
off.
Hey,
D-Quinn, you're not giving up your phone's hope. Your scary ass ain't going to move, D-Quinn.
I don't need to take it, John.
Hey, you move that motherfucker, I'm going to move my garage. I'm
waiting
on you to move.
Give me a hard time,
bro. Bro. Hey, when you move your car, I'm going to move mine, you scary motherfucker. You. Other than that, you can follow me to the car show this weekend.
It ain't clean.
News. I'm going to go ahead. At the end of this month, August 31st, we're going to have a jack stand race.
I can't participate now. When you come on all fours, I'm just scared.
Sean, they talk so much shit to my homeboy. They made that man go out there and try to start mechanicking. So we fixing.
Oh Lord! He went back that bit. He didn't grab his little.
He's trying something. I don't know what he's trying something. He tried now. I'm tired of motherfucker. I was stuck off show. I'm fuck that. He called me, and then when he called me, he's like, "Fuck that man! I think somebody did something to my shit." I said, "What you mean, man? Something ain't right."
He done fucked something up. Now you gotta go back.
It's not fucked up. He just you know, hey, some shit don't go some
that.
Kind of way. He learned that day. He learned that day, motherfucker. He had no more eyebrows.
I told him, hey, I'm gonna call his wife after we get off the show. I'm gonna write his wife. Hey, tell that man stop with his money. His scary ass ain't gonna do nothing.
He getting there now. That's why he's starting to talk again, because we found that it wasn't nothing major. But, yeah, he tried now. He tried. I give him. He had an A for effort. No, he get an E for effort.
Hey,
bro. He don't get an A.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. You lying for him. My spy told me they seen they couldn't make a hit. He and that been fighting the steering wheel. And ain't going nowhere, bro. Don't lie for him.
Hey, that one time when he tried to run the car, he didn't have to fight the steering wheel. He shipped the motherfucker 3 times for the 60 foot. That motherfucker jumped up out of there. He shipped that bitch. That motherfucker tried to dig in. He shifted again. I said, Lord, what is he doing? He come through that about 70 miles
back.
An hour. Wide open.
Hey, man.
He come
I told
back
him he
talking about, man,
to
I don't know what happened.
Weekend.
Hey, he talking about he don't know what happened. It fell on his face. Man, you took the face off that motherfucker in 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jamie, yeah, let's try to get that shit going, Jamie. I got a couple of boys that I can holler at too, and try to get a few of them hitters. We gotta try to get them hitters to come for that day at least. All they gotta do is come that one time. If they have a good time and don't let their pride get in the way, they'll keep doing it. Sometimes if they have a good enough time, it don't matter to them if they took a loss. If they say they had fun, and then they cool.
What are you talking about, Hot?
We're talking about the October race, for morning race, October.
It's the Louisiana versus Mississippi, October 14th.
Yeah, on the 14th.
So you make sure to bring enough Louisiana cards.
Look, I ain't trying to bash it. I'm just saying, if these tracks get their shit together and start treating people right, and hopefully they do, then I think racing will get better around here. But they got some fucked up attitudes toward people, so.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of shit don't happen around here. And y'all can blackball me all the fuck y'all want. It's real shit. That's why I don't want to come to this raggedy motherfucker no more.
And that's the only two we got that's close for us, period.
Yeah, no, look, I want them to be successful because I can't travel straight up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no. I want to keep a race car. I've had a race car since I was in high school. But, man, I just can't travel, dude. So, I ain't betting against the tracks by no means. But, I mean, it just seems like they always got some bullshit going on, you know?
Yeah.
And if they shit together, then we'd be all right.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to make a big old statement, bro. I think them dudes are trying to do their thing. I don't know what the fuck real problem is doing.
I think
all US 9 is doing some shit too. Them three tracks
I'm gonna tell you like this here. US 9 has made leaps and bounds. That's the most improved track of 2023 so far.
Yep.
Them boy rolling, bro. Them boy ain't bullshit. And that's close. They're close to home.
That's the same distance straight east. I'm gonna tell you the difference between US 9 and a lot of tracks. They listening to the racers and they making the necessary improvements to get the fucking people through the gates. And that's all they did. They put their money in the places that need the improvement. You know what I'm saying? It's showing.
$10 million, dug all that up, re-cemented it, and then they fixed all the back end down there when they had that little dip.
They
and your boy Brian is bringing some fast shit, you know, in them little classes. He got the no time stuff, and then he got the time stuff. So,
it definitely make a difference, man, but. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see right there in Mississippi. If you treat people right, it don't matter what your facility look like, people going to come. You just got to treat people right. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And be consistent. That's another major thing that's wrong with our track. They ain't consistent. They just go tweet on Facebook or Twitter or some shit. Oh, we open today. Come on with it. Man, you can't run no business like that.
Yeah,
you know?
now that right there, that's some bullshit. You don't even know what the motherfucker
is. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's why they having trouble. They ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. I mean, it. You know, like I say. But, I got 1 foot out the door. I ain't even going to lie to you. I'm about ready to quit this shit. Fuck it.
Come on back, man.
Check this out, Steven. Now you go on stop with that goddamn line because you said you had a foot out of the door and you bought another bad motherfucker. Now go on with the bullshit.
Hey, how about? He come on here with that slick side talking with that motherfucking land. Motherfucker, I know you got a motherfucking gangster over there. You gonna get rid of that gangster for a
man,
fucking pussy?
Man, we got a little stock talk.
Yeah, you gonna get rid of that gangster for a pussy? All right, I understand. Yeah, I'm a bitch.
Well, I mean, the reason why we did that so we could race wherever. We couldn't race that other car no way. It was too low to the ground. We just got something that's a little high off the ground. We can go to Prentice. We can go to Battlefield. We can no prep. We can do whatever with this car. The other car, we just couldn't do it.
What?
I mean, that's really why we made the switch.
Hey, y'all send that motherfucker up north, huh?
Huh?
Where is that up north?
It was in Canada, but that dude reselling it.
God damn, we in Canada? Motherfucker.
Yep.
Motherfucking silverback in the snow, huh?
Where is that? I don't know where it's at now because it was for sale again. That dude didn't do nothing but strip it, man. He stripped it and put it right back up for sale.
Oh, he took what he wanted off that bitch and got rid of it.
Well, he bought the car because he had a 67. And he bought it. And then like 2 weeks after he bought my car, his 67 came back up for sale. So he went and bought it back. And he stripped mine and put the chassis. I don't know if he kept the motor or not, but he pulled all the transmission, third member, everything out of it.
Damn.
So I don't know what the deal is, but
we got like 2 minutes.
It is what it is.
No, Dan, your mic open. We got 2 minutes, y'all. I ain't did it until 9 o'clock, but what's up? Dan, you wanna know if you still retired or not?
Man, things have been a bomb and changing, you know. I'm not retired. Still got a call.
Hey, Mo.
Why, who all I
hear?
How the baby
look, Mo?
I just wondering who all I
hear.
Because I
scared
my baby.
Hey, what he saying? How old the baby look? How old the baby is now? I'm going to leave that alone. Go ahead. Say what you're saying. I'm going to leave you alone, bro.
Here you go, bro.
I'm leaving you alone. Go ahead. Hell of your business, bro.
Hey, you still got the street car wash?
I done burned every fucking white in that motherfucker up. Fuck it. That bitch need a heart transplant.
Tell him how you burn the wires up.
My son put the battery on.
No, man,
I
don't do that.
I got a motor. I got a motor to sell if you need a good motor.
Big boy,
I got a good motor.
What
the fuck are
you doing with that motor I got? We got 20 seconds left. Yep.
And you were saying that same shit the last time the show didn't come back on. Nah, 20 seconds, you can't fuss back. go to sleep.
Man, just be quiet with that big block to be fooling everybody with that big block.
Yeah, you got a big block. Hey, it's in what you call it's called now? The Queen car.